friends, are you really saved? You need to repent. If you are saved, repent to the Lord Jesus Christ and get in the in an independent Bible-believing church and start serving the Lord. And as far as you unsaved people are concerned, you're walking dead people.
Right.
Even though you're walking, you're dead until you accept the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you wait too long and you enter hell, it's too late. For you will be punished for all eternity. Where the worm dieth not. It won't eat you, but not consume you. Plus the fire and the smoke. You can put your hand in front of your eyes, close your eyes, and that's how dark hell is. There is no light. The only light that you will see one day is when the white throne judgment comes and you stand before the Lord.
Amen.
And the books will be open.
Amen.
And the book of life, if your name's not in it, you're going to be put back into hell because he's going to say, I do you not.
Amen.
Listen and repent. We are a nation of murderers. We are killing innocent children every day. Over 4,000 a day. How long do you think this country's going to continue to go the way it is when we're killing little innocent babies in a mother's womb? You're drunk on the stupid evolution.
Amen.
God created. Read the Bible. First scripture. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Repent. An alcoholic will not enter heaven. A drunk addict will not enter heaven if he hasn't repented. You can't continue on your life without punishment coming if you haven't got right with the Lord Jesus Christ. His blood offering. Baptism will not save you. Only the blood of Jesus in repenting and turning to Him. You're all going your own way. All of us do it. Even the saved are going their own way. And one day you'll walk into, you're going right into hell. Alcohol is nothing but a devil's brew, and the people that drink it are being just Satan's laughing at you. Say, oh boy, I got more people going to hell because they drink, they take drugs, they don't care about their life, and neither do I. And I want you in hell with me. I want to punish you people. Because you weren't anybody that worships God. Satan has a terrible time with them that are saved. But you that are not saved, he don't care about you. He ain't coming after you, only letting you go in your sin. And every day, God's out here preaching for 2,000 years since Jesus' death. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And when I come quickly. He said that twice. That I know of. Take time. And I ask you, have you got a Bible at home, a King James Bible? Have you got that at home? Try reading it. Yeah, read that Bible. All you got to do is read it. What are you scared of? Oh, it tells you about sodomites. It tells you about drugs. It tells you about possibly going your own way. People are going to hell by the million. Oh, and all them aborted babies, they're going to heaven. They're going to heaven. Because they know no sin. And it can't even get out of here. But the person that allows them to be killed, butchered, and these butchering houses, they call abortion clinics, one of the worst of that Planned Parenthood. God's going to come down on them doctors because they're not saved, because there is no one that can murder babies by the thousands and enter the gates of heaven unless he repents. We are coming at a time when the spirits of the atmosphere in high places is getting stronger and stronger. Listen, you got druids and witches, warlocks out there, all over the country that are having all kinds of worshiping Satan.
Amen.
Probably killing people. Sacrifice them. But I don't know why they need to do that, because Moloch's getting all, he's getting them by the thousands every day.
Right.
People stop going to them abortion clinics and they'll fold up and disappear.
That's right. Glory to God.
You're going to have to see that a woman gets pregnant. God's got a way of helping. I'm not God. I don't know what it is. Only God knows.
Amen.
He takes care of the whole world. And he's definitely going to take care of all these people that are born in heaven. I don't care how mad you get. You're going to face him, and the wrath of God is a place you don't want to be. Why do you think we're out here telling you?
Amen.
We need to straighten personal lives up. Forget the government. Forget the Senate. Forget the congressman. Because they ain't none of them doing anything for us anyway.
Right.
But Jesus Christ the Lord can do it.
Amen.
And he's coming, and he's going to clean this mess up with an iron fist.
Glory to God. Amen.
How long will you procrastinate because you love the world? Oh, I'd love to sit down and watch TV. All the vampires, all the
idiots
walking around like zombies.
Amen.
All that stuff's so fun to watch. Movies. You got all these movies out here. Star Wars. It's nothing but witchcraft.
Amen.
It ain't fantasy. It's witchcraft.
Amen.
I'll shut up when the Lord takes me home.
Preach at them. Just like Charles Burge did. Preach at them.
Don't you ever think for a minute.
Preach to them.
God will take care of me. If something happens and I get taken out, I'm going to heaven and I ain't going to suffer anymore.
The enemies of God
are out there everywhere. You don't want to get away from this wicked world.
Friends of the world, enemies of God.
I'm telling you right now, you're going to end up paying a horrible price. You understand eternity and hell, the worm dieth not. He's told you for 2,000 years. Hell's been there for over 5,000 years.
Wailing and gnashing of teeth. Your smoke rises up forever.
Maybe if them people could come out of hell, they'd stand up and even preach to you. Don't come here. Lazarus.
Yeah.
The rich man called on Lazarus. Give him a drop of water. Couldn't happen. Won't happen. You better repent and get away from this world. Because this world is causing this. Sin is getting unbelievably out of control. Just repent and accept the Lord Jesus Christ. His blood and his blood on.
Amen. Good job. Glory to God.
That ain't no lukewarm.
We had an exciting time yesterday. The first thing I heard right off the bat, he was arguing over there. Get out of my face. Right there. Anthony went over there and said a few words to a brother and get out of my face. He did not want to hear what Anthony, what he was going to have to say. He got him out of there right away. There was a lot of things that happened. I got up there and I don't know how I got the courage. God said, get up on that stand, as far as I was concerned. And I got up there and I preached. And I got into, well, I wasn't the only one. He got into with the other two guys preaching too. But just drunk. But in the conversation, as I was preaching, my eyes met his eyes. And I'm going to tell you, when that preacher sits there and tells you there's spirits in high places, believe me, that man, as far as I'm concerned, had a spirit in him and he was evil. He was looking down. I've seen this before. He was looking down on me and he didn't say anything. He just all that drunken stuff that he was doing, all of a sudden he just, and we were looking right straight in each other's eyes, and I knew. We need to keep out there, and we need to keep preaching.
Amen.
You know, as we was leaving, I put these two on the spot. There's about 100 people. I said, wait a minute, there's 100 people sitting there. They're eating, having a good time, drinking. And I said, hey, Paul, isn't it true that if you repent and accept the Lord Jesus Christ, that He will save you? Oh, yeah. I said, hey, preacher, what about all these lost people? What about these people that drank and that kind of flurry on with the language, you know, and talk? And what if they repent and get right with the Lord Jesus Christ? Because no other way you're going to talk to them people because they're in a business, you know. But they're on the sidewalk. So I had a conversation there and got that going. You know something? Wherever you get a chance, this is going to happen. And what we need, preacher, is absolutely more Calebs out there. We need older men that's over 50, even over this man's age right here, which is young enough to be my son. Listen to me. These people out here, there's old men out there that got experience, that's got the experience of the Bible, and they're sitting back and they're doing nothing. You know, when somebody, like my son said, my preacher here, that he got out of 8th grade. I didn't know anything. I couldn't even read. You know how I started reading? I started reading the Bible. Of all things.
King James Bible.
Yeah. The original King James Bible. I didn't know what I was doing. Just reading it. Pretty soon started learning how to read. The older men out there in all these churches and around, let's get that spirit of Caleb. An 80-year-old man. An 80-year-old man says, I want that mountain, Joshua. I want that mountain. Well, I want that mountain of faith that man had. And I know the Lord Jesus Christ can give it to me.
Amen.
You know something? It's hard telling where. I've been around Paul, who's preached out in the street. I'm just about ready to preach anywhere there's an open space.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
I told my son, I said, you got to get me one of the things to put on my shirt because I'm talking to a lot of people. I'm sitting over there. This guy comes up on a bike, and we got into it. Oh, I mean, this time there was no backing down. He got nose to nose. I said, you know something? You're hearing the truth, and you can't stand the truth of the Word of God. Well, I said, what do you need? There's 3,000 verses in the Bible that His blessing says He's going to give His saved people. And you're going to get one blessing of hell if you don't accept Jesus, and that's all eternity. And there is no other blessing. Whatever disease you have, whatever problems you have, is all going right in there with you. And you will suffer. So I told him. And, you know, you look at the person that 10 years ago, if you told me I'd been up on a pulpit saying this in front of a bunch of people, even stand in front of you people, my own church members, which I love very much. In fact, you know, somebody has to say something. There's some fathers in this church that it's just unbelievable. I mean fathers taking care of their kids. Their wives are staying home, taking care of kids, taking care of the house like they're supposed to. You know something? God, you know, I thank You for that, Lord Jesus, that in our church, our women are staying. Most of our women are staying home. Now, there's some that have to work. They have no choice right now. But, you know, we're praying for these single women that the right man will come along. Men, keep in prayer for that. We got ladies in here that someday we pray that we'll be married and have the right men. Not one of the problems that happened with one of the ladies in this church, which I still like to wring the guy's neck, but you know, I got to let that go. Because good thing I never seen. That's all I got to say.
Right.
I mean, have a young lady that is ready to be a good wife, Christian woman, produce, give you children. And there is nothing, I don't care what anybody says in the world, there is nothing more important than children in a house. I've got four grandkids. I play with them all the time. You just, nothing better. Pray for the fathers and the mothers of this church. Pray for these women that are not married yet, because there's going to come a day where there'll be somebody come into their life. Preacher, thank you. Thanks for letting me come up here. We need to get on fire for the Lord.
Amen.
There's lost souls out there.
Amen.
Thank you.